BBC Radio Berkshire.
This is Howard Hughes, Howard Hughes.
At 7.41, 19 minutes to 8, getting a little bit brighter across the Thames Valley now. That early cloud and murk seems to be clearing, which is a bit of good news. Let's see if we can hand you some good news on the technology front with the man they call the Gadget Detective, because that's his name. His other name is Fevzi Turkart. Morning, Fevzi.
Morning.
How are you this morning?
Yes, good, thanks.
Okay. Can we talk, before we talk anything else, about the return to the market of the Galaxy phone, the S7, the Samsung Galaxy S7, which I believe has gone on sale again after its battery problems in Korea overnight, South Korea.
So this is the Galaxy Note 7. This is different from the S7. Fundamentally, there's nothing wrong with the phone. It shipped with a batch of bad batteries in it, which obviously those particular batteries have the risk of overheating, bursting into flames, and also exploding. Now, 2.5 million phones that could be at risk were sold. The last figures I saw was only about a million of those had been handed back in, which is a bit of a worry, because it means that potentially there's 1.5 million phones still out there that for some reason people haven't handed back for a new one. But it was always intended that the phone would go back on sale once Samsung had identified the problem and made sure. I think the only issue is that people have to be able to be confident that what they're buying are one of the new safe phones as opposed to one of the older at-risk phones. Now, there shouldn't be any of those still on sale, but it's not beyond the possibility that there are some of those still on sale. So it may be a little bit soon just for that reason. There should be it should be made clear how customers can tell that they've got one of the new safe phones.
Right. And one interesting thing, and it's good news for Samsung, that they did a poll, apparently, of users of these phones, and 95% of them said they didn't want a refund. They wanted to wait to get a replacement phone. So backing for the brand is still strong.
Yeah, I mean, it's an extremely good phone. I mean, in some ways, more technologically advanced than Apple's new iPhone 7 and 7 Plus. I mean, obviously, it runs Android as opposed to Apple's iOS, so that can be a determining factor. But in terms of the screen technology, the fact that it's got a memory card slot so you can expand the memory, the fact that it's got that edge-to-edge display that wraps around both the left and the right edge, I mean, and AMOLED screen, all of these technologies are very enticing. And, it really is at the top of the tree when it comes to flagship phones.
Well, we'll see what happens about that. But, Samsung seem to have ridden this one out by developing some better technology and just replacing the battery. Now, there are a lot of gadgets around at the moment, I've noticed, Fevzi, that look like tubes of Pringles, tubes of crisps.
Yeah.
One of them is something called, but there are a number, the new Amazon Echo, which is a voice-activated assistant for your home.
Yeah, it's about the size and dimensions of a half-used kitchen roll, if I can, on its end, in black or white. In black, I've got one here. By the way, it was launched on Wednesday, and this one arrived, my test one arrived on Wednesday morning, bright and early. It greeted me. I said to it, "Hello, Alexa." Let's get it right. It's called Alexa. You can also call it Echo or Amazon. But if you say to it, for example, Alexa, good morning. Alexa, good morning.
Good morning. It's World Vegetarian Day. Put down the steak knife, pick up your salad fork, and give peas a chance.
Give peas a chance. On what? Good one. Alexa.
Do you know that Chris Tarrant claimed to have invented give peas a chance? I don't believe that at all, but he swears that he invented that joke.
But you'd have to be green to believe that, I think.
Exactly. But, Alexa missed one point, though. It's Theresa May's birthday today. She didn't quite get all of it.
Alexa, who is the British Prime Minister?
Who?
The United Kingdom's Prime Minister is Theresa May.
Alexa, what is Theresa May's birthday?
Sorry, I didn't understand the question
I
heard.
Oh, come on. You were doing so well. Alexa, tell us a joke.
What do buffalo say when their kid leaves for school? Bison.
Bison. Bob, come on. You don't get better than this.
Oh, boy, this could be the friend that I've been seeking all my life.
I know. Alexa, what's the weather in Bracknell, England?
Oh, wow.
Right now in Bracknell, it's 10 degrees with mostly sunny skies. Oh. Today's forecast has some sun and thunderstorms. with a high of 14 degrees and a low of 6 degrees.
Now, apart from the fact that Alexa has a fabulous voice, I think we've got to get one of these here at BBC Radio Marsha. Come on, Febs, use your
influence. So these are you're joking, I paid for this one. These are £149, but I'll give you a tip. Okay, so this is called the Amazon Echo. It came out on Wednesday. As I say, it's a tall object because, as well as all the smarts, which is built into the top, the rest of it is a sort of a three-dimensional speaker system. It sort of throws out sound all around. But it is mono. It's a mono speaker, and it has no audio output. And the thing about it is, if I say to it, Alexa, play me some Beatles music...
Shuffling music by the Beatles.
Ooh. Oh, good choice,
Alexa.
As well, Alexa.
Stop. but the problem is, it's mono, which is, you know, it's fine for the weather forecast and the news, and it has all the BBC news on it, by the way. And also, you can choose stations. Alexa, play BBC Radio 4.
BBC Radio 4 on TuneIn.
Right, the next is well done.
Alexa, stop. So.
You can have endless fun with that.
So, but look, that's £150. Later this month, in just under 3 weeks' time, I think, around 3 weeks' time, they're launching something called the Echo Dot. The Amazon Dot. So this is the Echo. That's the Dot. It's about, instead of being the height of a kitchen roll, it's about 2 inches high. It's got all the same smarts in it, but instead of having a big built-in speaker, it's got an audio output. And you can connect it to a stereo, or you can connect it via Bluetooth. And that has a number of advantages. First of all, I think you should be able to get better sound quality. And this is fine, but it's a single speaker that's sort of facing upwards and gives out sound from a single point. But you should be able to get stereo. But the other problem I found with this unit is you can control the volume. You can say louder, and it will play the music louder. If it plays it loud enough, it stops really hearing what you're saying, and you have to shout at it, you know, over the music.
Well, that's just like a real person, Febsy.
It is just like a real person.
That's very good.
Unlike a real person, it won't refuse to turn it down.
Okay. No, listen, mono, stereo, whatever it is, I want one of these, and maybe I can...
They're fabulous. It's quite interesting. I mean, you've got to watch what you say in front of it. You know, in the past, people say, not in front of the children, dear. Well, now it's not in front of Alexa.
Because Alexa will repeat it back to you.
Yeah, I know. And the light keeps coming on. Every time I say Alexa, she's saying to me, what do you want? What?
No timer is set.
This is
Alexa, recite pi.
The approximate value of pi is 3.14159265.
Alexa, stop. That will actually go on forever.
God, this is the girlfriend I've been looking for all my life. Now, very quickly, we've got to get onto this, and we don't have any time at all, really. But we mentioned this. HP Hewlett-Packard is apologising for ink blocking. We explained what this was last week. You know, people who are using aftermarket cartridges in HP printers, isn't it? Not able to use them because HPs now have a chip that is recognised by the printer, and you use any other kind of cartridge and you have a problem.
Well, in fact, the cartridges always had the chip, I believe. What happened was that they updated the software in the printers to take heed of the fact that it shouldn't work if the chip wasn't present. I don't think they were testing for the chip before. So there was a campaign calling on HP to reverse the move. It was backed by the highly respected Electronic Frontier Foundation, the EFF, and HP has backtracked. It's admitted that it should have done a better job of communicating the change. It's not apologising for the change, but it is releasing new software in about 2 weeks' time that will undo this change, and I think it will commit to communicating what they're going to do better in the future.
Not that I'm allowed a view, but quite right too. If people want to get technology advice or shoot the breeze with you or ask you about Alexa and where they can obtain Alexa, where do they go?
So, you can obtain Alexa at amazon.co.uk, but for me, it's at Gadget Detective on Twitter or www.gadgetdetective.com.
Febsy, listen, have a lovely weekend. Thanks for getting up to do this morning. Thank you.
Pleasure. Cheers.
Febsy Turkup is the Gadget Detective. He's here every week at this time on BBC Radio Berkshire. 10 to 8.